It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am Kat Nicholson, and I am so excited to be with all of you on this September 2nd, 2024. It is 12:02 p.m. here in central stormy Florida. I am super grateful for all of you that are here. And if you are listening for the first time, I want to welcome you. We are over on Facebook at our 1-2 radio page. We are a private group, so we could see what we're saying amongst each other, but the outside world has no idea. So we love that. I'm super excited to do readings with you guys today. And I'm laughing because I was kind of humming a little tune before we got here. And every now and then I forget that we're actually going live. So if you heard me, you know what my spirit's like today. So I've kind of been humming along and definitely picking up the vibes. I'm definitely going to look at things very, very soon. I want to take some readings today. So we're going to focus on that. I'm laughing because I know you guys got so much, there's so much information from Mark Husson about Virgo. And say myself, as a Virgo rising, I am definitely feeling the energy because that new moon isn't until tonight. So it's always that little bit of space, I think, right before a new moon, that when we are sensitive and we're empaths, we tend to feel every little thing that takes place. So when it's still like this, or when it's CA told me also that there's so much going on astrologically, and I'm kind of feeling the vibe. I'm sure you are too. I'm trying not to be. I know Mark said so much about Virgo energy, but I will add and confess that when I have like a teeny tiny health thing, I will multiply it times 1,000, take it to the extreme, look at every angle of it, look at every aspect of it. And I've been going through this little hip thing as a very, very vigorous walker. I'm always, I exercise daily, and I have a little thing going on because I'm not 30 anymore. But I took it and ran with it. So, that Virgo mind can do a lot of things. And because I'm so mercurial, I was laughing because Mars isn't even in Cancer yet. So I can't even gripe about that because I could say I could feel everything a little deeper. But I think the Gemini mind kind of talks to the Virgo mind or the Virgo brain, and it kind of has quite the conversation over what this little twitch could be when it's probably nothing or the obvious. So I've been doing a little bit of that Virgo stuff. Coming out of the retrograde, I am so happy that we're away from it. But coming forward, there's always something on that Virgo brain. And I think as we get older, K-Dragon, I'll say something. Kay's a very good friend of mine too, and she's got that Virgo energy and that Virgo sun, and I'm sure there's more in there. But I know she knows what I'm saying out loud. It's funny because when everything, I think with Virgo, and happy birthday to Krista Garcia. She's been my friend for 53 years this week. And I have every crazy story and every year after year of a friendship for 53 years. But she knows I love her. And Chris, if you're listening, I love you, and I don't know what I would do, you know, without your backup. And I'm definitely happy we're in this life together. And I plan on another 53 more, by the way. So I'm saying happy birthday over and over again. And for all of you Virgos, I want to say happy birthday. So, but getting back to that little bit of Virgo energy that says, but what if this, what if that? How many of you have Virgo energy that do this? Like that, you know, maybe, I want to say turn a flower into a garden very quickly to be kind, or really take a story and twist it in a million pieces before you conclude that it's really okay. And I go into that little bit of overthinking or overanalyzing, I should say, to get to the bottom line of something so small. So it's very, very funny. I am going to come into the room and keep my ass at table today. Oh, Kay, thank you. You make everyone feel so much better. You're so not tortured. She's saying she's a tortured soul. I guess to get to the bottom line, she says she's a Virgo with a Virgo rising, Saturn, Mercury, and Venus in Virgo. Okay, so no excuses for anything. I'm kidding, but thanks for being here. I'm super, super happy you're here. It's that, I think that psychic energy that packs a punch, if you know what I mean, right? And I have that Uranus and Pluto in the first house. And I remember, I think it was John and Mark who told me a while back, and I'm sure CA as well, so blessed with all these amazing astrologers in our lives to let us know why we're nuts, right? But anyway, I think they said something, you know, I know I have the ability, and you as well, there's no question we know this, that Virgo is a very healing and nurturing energy. So we have this ability to take something that maybe we blow out of proportion a little bit into the worst case scenario, bring it back to the best case, and really correct it within ourselves and the energy that we contain. So I think it's, you know, many, many blessings that go along with it. Caretaking, especially. When I sat down this morning and I thought, what really is the best thing? So we are pre-new moon. We still get to shrink what it is we want to release until, I want to say, and you could correct me if you know, I feel like it's 8:55 Eastern. So what is that? 5:55 Pacific-ish, up until this evening. We can go ahead and really focus, I think, when we want to release some negativity or let go of some things between now and then, before we start to manifest new post-new moon tonight and start increasing and putting out there what we want to gain in the world or expand and anything that we want to bring to us that can enhance your lives, our lives. That would be after the hour of 5:55 Pacific and 8:55 here on the East Coast. But in the process of this, prior to, we could prepare to release whatever it is we want to release, including any negativity, including anything, as Mark said, decluttering our home, decluttering our minds. Definitely being in a place of mindfulness or perhaps writing in a journal to get out your thoughts, this kind of thing. So I think, again, from this evening, I think it would be a really nice exercise maybe within the afternoon, evening, to kind of jot down some notes. How are you going to serve yourselves around self-care before you really attend? And I know Mark, I'm sure he had a lot to say about his mom being a Virgo, and I saw many of you chiming in here, but I think as with any of us with Virgo in our charts heavily, and Kay, you especially, I think she said she's cleaning out the closet while she listens. It's so funny. I feel like when when we're decluttering or when we're releasing right before that new moon, it's amazing what some hours can do. And so we can kind of get it all out. How are you going to bring some self-care into your world for this month? You know, I think September is big on for that because the season picks up, it gets busier, the kids are back in school, moms have me time. Barely through car rides and stuff, but nevertheless, you get those couple of hours at least to take a breath or perhaps pick up or whatever it is you're doing. But I think self-care is good. Make those doctor's appointments, make those dentist appointments that we all dread or anything else to take care of ourselves. And I believe that journaling is a good reminder as well, keeping ourselves organized. And I think the foundation or the format of our existence has to, you know, begin from within. And I really do believe that's what this Virgo energy can bring us, a really solid, productive foundation to really bring better into our space and our lives. And clearing out and decluttering is really the best way to do it first, you know? All right, so let's take a look in here and come on in. I want to welcome all of you and say good morning and good afternoon to all of you. It is Labor Day. Happy Labor Day, everyone, also. I know that many of you are having a nice day off, and if you want to go ahead and share how you're doing it. Marty has a birthday coming. We had a birthday the other day on the 29th. Where are you, Rebecca? Happy, happy birthday to you. I did send you a little note. I know some of you don't get you know, private messages, whatever messenger. I'm terrible on social media for the most part. And just know I did send you a little birthday wish and thinking of you and hope you have the best year. So thanks for being here always. Marty has a birthday on September the 9th. We want to say happy birthday. And yes, manifesting after the after tonight, after moon, you know, when we go from new moon to full moon, we get to increase, you know, or enhance, manifest. What do we want that's abundant? So we have to be a little cautious as to what we're actually putting out there with intention prior to. We still have some hours to manifest a little bit of releasing or shedding, or sometimes we like to consciously, what I like to do is when we snap or we point, we can shrink the energy or just kind of walk. It's almost like a mental manifestation of basically mini blow-ups or blasting things out of our space, you know? And I just like to like pop, 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 like really consider what it is we're trying to get rid of, including the physical act, of course, of decluttering. Okay, so I do hope that helps. I'm coming in. Gwen, good morning. Kelly, good morning. Marty. Kay is with us today. CA is with us today. Maya, hello. And Tara, Suzanne, and Lynn, Renee. If I don't say good morning to you, know that Suzanne, I'm coming to you shortly. I want to make sure we follow up on last week, as well as Gwen. I remember, who else did I say I was going to pull a few cards. But Gwen, I'm coming to you first. Because that I remember. I think we try. Happy new moon to you. I love this, Jackie. She says she's open to all the goodness and abundance in the world. We love that. You know what else I love to do? And I see Kelly saying she burns sage. I love rose water, and I love it because if you are trying to manifest, even feeling better no matter what in your heart chakra, like feeling better in your heart space, whatever it may be, when we're doing a release and we want to start to manifest new, I actually love the scent and what the energy of rose water brings to the space, because I really do think it's like putting out to the universe that you're trying to, you want to attract more love. It doesn't have to be love in an intimate way or a romantic sense, so to speak, but it could be love with your people, love with your friends, your family, whoever it may be. And I love the vibe of that. And I love the, it to me, it's like an ultimate, it's like keeping your pink stones around, you know, a reminder of love, the rose quartz. It's always like the scent of it. I really feel like it attracts more to the space in a positive way. I've always used it, or I shouldn't say always, I've used it for many, many decades now. But I think over time, I'm really drawn to that too at certain times of the year. New moon is one of them. So, and coming in, you know, at the turn of the moon afterwards, what do you want to invite in your space? Sometimes sage is a little heavy for me, so I try to keep it a little light and bright. So I do use that rose water. And I think it really does bring some freshness to the space as well. Okay. So how do you, you know, what do you want to grow? What do you want to bring in? What do you want to attract? Lots of love and abundance and goodness. I love all that. Thank you, Jackie, for that. Okay, Gwen, let's take a look at you. I don't see any questions, so I'm just going to go ahead. I feel like you may have said something last week, but I want to just go ahead and be a little raw with this and go from there, okay? All right, let's take a look. All right, Gwen, you are going to be first. If you all have any Labor Day plans, if you had a little something fun to do over the weekend, we're keeping it a little quiet here today. Everyone is, I guess the kids are taking after me in every way, but everybody is working today, so it's kind of crazy how that happens. And there's one more thing I want to make sure. Okay, we're good to go. All right, Gwen, this is for you. Some new beginnings for you this season, and honestly a lot of bright energy. Also, this is a big word as well for right now, and your reading reminds me of it. Anything for, you have really good, like, heart-centered, I want to say, like, I use the word love obviously openly, and it's multi-layered for in every circumstance in your life, you know. So I will say that your romantic life or the romantic energy, it looks really, really good. And also people that you are attracting coming up ahead are very aligned with who you are. It's almost like you know, you have these few people who complete you or who you align with in different ways, circumstances, whatever it may be. I really do believe that, and this is what's going to come to you this, you know, over the next coming months. The word that I'm really seeing in all of this is forgiveness. And I don't know if this resonates at all, but I do believe, and there's so much goodness ahead as well, I do believe that you have an incredible, I don't want to say if it's a healing, but yes, I do, for lack of better words. I feel like you've been healing a lot of things, and I also believe that forgiveness is going to be a big word. You know, as we, you know, every year I think we learn over and over again that it really isn't worth hanging on to much, because at the end of the day, it really hurts, you know, us instead of everyone else. So I do see a lot of forgiveness. I don't know if that's a theme going on right now, but it will be shortly. And honestly, everything looks good. I don't feel like, I mean, you've worked on so many things and within so many layers of yourself that I feel really good moving forward. And I also believe that I feel like allowing others to be closer to you is another theme coming up, and I feel really good about that as well. I guess when we learn how to forgive, we really do open ourselves to what, maybe to who is meant in our lives. And I think a lot of what we learn over time, our triggers, our whatever our PTSD responses are, our whatever painful situations we've had, it becomes a little more challenging to let people close. Or perhaps we go through this over time, really learning how to forgive, forget, maybe never forget for some of us, but I think that we do learn how to create space. That's another decluttering thing. If we don't release some of these negative experiences, and I think that, and like CA used to say, you know, do you want to be in the windshield? Do you want to look in the windshield and move forward? Or do you want to be in the rearview mirror your whole life? You know, this kind of thing. As an example, I feel some of this is really going on. I'm speaking to you and probably a lot of other people here as well, because it's hard to let new people close, or perhaps even to welcome anybody into our circles because of previous hurts or whatever. But I see a lot of that going on. And a specific connection for you is definitely going to see a healing, and I hope that helps, okay? So let me know how you're doing. And I'm happy that you're here. All right. All right. Now let's go ahead in the room. Let me say good morning, Mindy. It's so nice to see you here. I love that. Denise is here this morning. Hello. Hello. I'm sure you're getting ready to go full on back to work. And I'm going to come talk to you soon. I want to get the birthday girl before we go on. Tara, thank you so much for sharing. She went to see Pink. She was truly amazing. So, so happy that you were able to do that. I caught that online and super excited about that. Lori Love, good morning to you. Speaking of rose quartz and manifesting. All right, let's just take a look and go speak to Rebecca. See how we're doing. She said her birthday was August 29th, last Thursday. Let's take a look. Rebecca said she thought I was going to say, do you want to be in the windshield or do you want to be the bug? Yeah. I had a mosquito visit me last night, and it wasn't that great thinking of bugs. But this is the Virgo neurosis that I'm talking about, because I'm like, oh my God, what if it's the West Nile virus? Because once you, I had Lyme disease when I was younger. And once you know what a bug can do to your body and your mind, you're like, I'm like a mess, right? So last night I had this little secret mosquito. I can't believe I'm getting off on this tangent too, but I am. But we can't be too careful of these things. Just speaking of bugs, oh! And I had this crazy mosquito, and it wouldn't go away. And it just kept biting me everywhere. Like I couldn't find the thing. It was like the mystery bug of. So of course, when I went to bed last night, I had to go through every process that it could possibly occur in that those moments. And guys, the more of an empath you are, the more intuitive you are, the more sensitive you're going to be to all this nonsense. But in any case, let's just fingers crossed. It's not even funny, but it is funny to me because I do these stories that you all sometimes probably wouldn't believe at 2 a.m., you know? So, and it's a real fear. It's not a joke, but it does, you know, I have to take it lightly because I can run with it the other way, believe me. I'm blaming all the Virgo. All right, let's take a peek. I have two beautiful, first of all, Rebecca, two beautiful yellow butterflies out the window right now. And they are definitely intended for you. And you put a yellow heart in the room, I just noticed after I said this. So I do love that. And I do feel that they are your messengers and they will be your guides. And I feel like you can ask them to manifest two wishes for this year, okay? For your birthday. Now let me just take a look at your cards. Yeah, no smashing bugs here, but that mystery bug I definitely would have gotten last night. I have like I don't know. It's kind of funny. Now you're being the intuitive, right? All right, let's take a peek. All right, Rebecca, here we go. I see some self-care coming for you this year and also coming back into the past. I don't know if you are journaling or writing, but I feel some of this coming ahead and specifically in the next 6 months. So I'm kind of going here and I don't know if you've been writing or journaling or you're going to, or perhaps a little short story I'm sensing or feeling. I love this. I do believe a lot of this is going to come to you this year. And your writing is going to be paramount. I feel this. I also believe that even, you know, sometimes a sentence a day goes a long way, you know. And I feel like there's a lot of release that way for you as well. I also see a lot of nostalgic energy coming for you. So meaning or coming into your space where, you know, you may go through a lot of your childhood stuff. Your father, first and foremost, is really coming through strong. I feel a lot of protective energy, a lot of protection energy. I also believe your dreams are going to be telling you a lot. So you're going to have a super spiritual, personal year. I really strongly feel this. I also believe like self-care, maybe like trips to the dentist or just like a maintenance thing. Lots of maintenance, personal maintenance all the way around. So I feel good about all of this. I also believe that – You know, sometimes we go through our processes and our highs and lows of healing, and also with specific energies, and like our mother. You know, we go through a healing time around the mom, then we go through healing times around our dad. I feel more paternal than maternal this coming year, and I definitely feel like it's going to be a topic. So please let me know and come on and check it out. I won't kill any bugs, I promise. But I may have gotten that little bugger last night. I'm laughing because I think you get it. And I also believe that I always think about these things, you know, when we have something troublesome going on in our lives, or we go through any kind of grief or process or loss, I always look at it like, you know, it's like sometimes it's as simple as feeling like you're swatting a bug and getting rid of it, you know. And how we handle things is very, very unique. If any of you have any unique experiences of clearing, or maybe removing negativity, releasing any kind of situation, okay, hold on now. Gwen is giving, okay, she says, thank you for the reading. She's been working on healing for years, and she hopes at the age of 78 she could forgive and forget with no buts. I hope you'll take care of your hips. Thank you. Do planks. Work your quads. I have been. Thank you. I agree. Now, who's giving who the reading now? I have two new hips, and you don't want to leave. No, I'm not going to leave it. I promise. I just... You know, sometimes we're stubborn as humans, but Virgo brings good reminders. I believe that fully, to take care of ourselves, really. And we think this, you know, I know taking care of things when they're small is very, very, you know, it's what we're supposed to do. So, all right. And I probably made a bigger deal out of that bug bite last night than I did anything else. And I'm hearing you loud and clear. So thank you for that. All right. Let's go ahead and say good morning to Nadine as well. And let's take a look. She said she's flying to Alaska right now. She's looking forward to the huge nature that exists there. Well, we love that. You are so protected and you are going to have a blast. Let me just take a little peek at you there, and then I'm going to come back in. And Kelly and Kelly, good morning to both of you also. All right. Rebecca, you are so protected. From the other side as well. I know you all are. I just feel it. All right, let me see now. Nadine, let me take a quick check on you because I just noticed Alaska. I feel like it's going to give you a really big burst of energy, creative energy, and I can't wait to see what you do when you get back. I definitely sense that. And I feel more, because you really put your head down to work, it feels like this, I feel more, maybe accolades isn't the right word, but lots of like public praise coming up ahead, maybe magazine article or something, or a big article, something like this coming in this next few months, okay? I think you look really, really good. I see you very, very happy. There, of course, traveling could be a little tiny bit of a delay, but no big deal. I think we can expect it now. And on a regular day, pretty much, with the airlines and whatnot, but everything looks really, really good. I feel like it's going to help you release a lot more creativity, even though we know it exists. There's going to be a lot more. So it's definitely going to raise your, you know, your spirit's going to love it. You come back and let us know. And I also think you're going to be grateful to be back, you know, when you do arrive at home. I love that too. And I do hope that helps. Let's see who's next. The locusts. I have a lot of background. You're probably hearing them. I think that there's a lot of nature. I'm surrounded by nature here. And as time goes on, we're surrounding ourselves with a lot. There's lots of creatures here lately. I will send a photo for you later. I just took a picture. You're definitely hearing them. It's fascinating to me that I can honestly say that you never know minute to minute what exists, you know, in our surroundings here. It's really beautiful. Thank you for noticing that. All right, let me just see who is next here. Denise, where did you go? Denise is turning back, going back to school to, well, no, I'm saying tomorrow, but that's probably not true. When does school begin? I know that it's coming soon. Let me come and take a look at you. You have definitely been on my mind. All right, let's take a peek. We'll see what the new school year is going to bring. I have a lot of teachers going back to school this week. A few are already back. Very important work, I know. And I know it's become more tedious than, you know, our previous years, but I think it's so important and so, so appreciative of all of you that work with the kids. It's so difficult and yet so needed. So I'm happy you're going back. All right, here we go. I just dropped one. I'm gonna pick it up. All right, let's take a peek at you. Denise, I really do believe that you're shifting internally and going through some grieving, I believe, from the past, relationship energy. I really feel like you're going to be in, you're going to come to a new place. I see you shedding a lot for yourself, kind of softening through it all, more forgiveness coming. But I also feel like if anything else is left kind of pending, sometimes, and I know all of you have gone through this, you have endings that continue, you know, or they go back and forth, or we have these unsatisfying connections or relationships that really teach us so much, but sometimes we don't really learn how much until after the fact. So I do feel a little bit of this, as well as you shifting your energy from maybe being on, and I say on guard, but we become this way until the right person breaks it down some, you know what I mean? And really sheds some of that energy of protection that we carry. And so it doesn't mean we're removing our boundaries. It just means that when we meet the right person, we soften our edges somewhat. And I see that coming for you by spring. Now, it doesn't mean in the autumn nothing's going to happen that way, but I do believe by March of next year, you're going to be in a really different place with yourself and with others. And let me just take a peek here. There's a lot of shedding of the past, and you're going through a permanent transformation within yourself around your relationship, your intimate relationships. So I do feel that. Let me take a look at you all the way around, and here we go, okay? All right. Oh, I definitely see the Wheel of Fortune spinning. First of all, I think your income, as far as what you do, looks really good coming up ahead. And I also believe that you're going to go through a better cycle that way. You have, like, Lady Luck is on, you know, on your side right now for some reason. And so whether earned or not earned income, you know, I think some luck is going to shine on you that way. You come back and let me know sometime around October. I do see relationship. Now, if we decide to stay in a connection or in a relationship that has been disappointing or has been confusing or anything like that, then we really want to make sure that we can release, you know, forgive the past. If you can't forgive, then it's better, of course, to move forward. But I feel a lot of this going on with you. I also see a very important dinner date. And I want to say in the autumn, because I don't want to limit it, because it does look so significant that it might take a minute to show itself. And you'll know what I mean when it happens. You'll say, this is... So just remember that I'm telling you, I see an amazing dinner date, and I really believe that not only is it going to hit home, it's going to lead to something long-term in the future, okay? So you come back and let us know when that moment happens, and we'll take another look. You have great interaction with others. I think your location, like your local... maybe your neighborhood, your community, something like this. I see a little more involvement for you this season, and I feel good about that. Maybe through the kids, or maybe outside of that, maybe on some charity events or participating in other things on a weekend. I feel some of that too, okay? So you're going to be, I think it looks much better. As far as any relationship that, again, I think we have to have that moment when we're going through ups and downs. We learn that we don't have to we don't walk away or shut any doors, but we definitely have to decide, is this really, I think you're going to make some really serious decisions for the rest of this year, okay, around this area. And I do see happiness awaits. And again, forgiveness is a big word for you as well, okay? You come back and let us know. Okay, let's take a look. Tara, have fun and good luck with the kids. New school year starts tomorrow. I love that. I see a little bit of added events because of it. And someone, I think one of the boys is bringing something new. New interest, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of participation, Mom, but it feels really good, okay? All right, Suzanne, let's take a look at you. Hi, Kat, so happy to hear you live. So happy that you're here. If you can take a look at things for my fur baby, Fiona. She's 4 years old. Let's take a peek. Cutie pie. there's a lot of Virgo energy in here. All right, let's take a quick look. She's a toughie. Suzanne, did you get blood work done? I don't know why I'm asking the question, but I do see a little fear. So of course it's normal for both of you. But she probably senses some of mom's fears. So that's going to clear right away. And then I just want to know if there's been, I guess they do their little blood work. There's something about it that they may delay part of it, or maybe postpone for, I don't know, one or the other. Don't be surprised if they, or the time changes, something like this, and maybe it already has, but I feel some of this. The outcome looks fantastic. So you're good. She's okay. But of course I'm not a veterinarian, and that's my little disclaimer, but I definitely feel good about it. Okay. She's gonna be fine. She's young, she looks good. I just feel like one thing about it is gonna alter. Okay. So please come back and let us know. She's a toughie. All right, here we go. At the end of the day, the outcome looks good. So nothing to really fear, just something they may change for whatever reason. And maybe they, again, have. So if you want to chime back in, that would be great. Renee, next week, 100%, yes. We are going to do it. I want to wait till it gets a tiny, tiny bit closer, okay? Charlene, hello. A big hello back. So funny about you humming. I've been humming Dylan's song, watching the river flow, working on getting my Pisces sun balance with this Virgo sun and moon. Yeah, there's some teeter-tottering going on for sure. Let's take a quick peek. You could feel a lot of this. I'm definitely picking up some of that Pisces energy here. Saturn and Neptune and... All right, here we go. I'm going to go ahead and hang on for 1 second, guys. Charlene, where did you go? Okay. Let me just take a look at you. Okay. I always love the new moon because you could tell everything is so still. I could hear everybody's wheels turning. Renee, you let me know if you're okay with that. Charlene, let's take a peek. Okay, here we go. Thank you. Okay, I feel like it's time for expect the unexpected. You're going to definitely do some house cleaning, and I mean it, with other people. I don't know if it resonates yet, but it will. And honestly, I definitely see that this is going to happen. I think what it is kind of like that tearing down to rebuild on a more solid foundation within yourself and with other people in your life, and really, really setting the record straight. I don't know how else to say it. Now, if anything comes at you in a way that you don't, it's like this. The outcome looks fantastic, but the interim looks like maybe you don't see this coming within yourself, setting some boundaries, doing a lot, maybe setting records straight with other people kind of thing. Sometimes this happens from our spirit and we don't even have control over it happening. So I definitely feel this. You're going to be okay. I feel like you're going to get really strong from all of it. You're going to be able to manifest and create. You have to kind of straighten out your environment. Or maybe like some of your people that are closer to you before like you feel like your house is in order, so to speak. When I say your house, I mean not only your the physicality of your residence, but your personal house, your body, your, you know, everything about it, body, mind, and spirit. You're really going to start to set things straight in your environment. I want to take one more quick peek. I feel great. Sometimes the most unexpected and best things come about when we're not looking, you know? And I do sense that as well. So anything that comes into our circle or our world unexpectedly for you that right now is meant to be, okay? So let me just take one more peek. And I really love that. I'm super excited about, I can't wait really to hear all about it. Yeah, you're definitely, you have great news coming too. And you have anybody around you, I think fairness, justice, you know, that kind of thing. These topics and more are definitely going to be in the palm of your hands. So I do feel really good about the outcome. Okay. So also, you know, guys, sometimes when we're releasing, it's new moon. We become a little bit more intolerant, I think, because we know something has to change. And sometimes the universe wants to change it for us. And I believe some of this you will see over the coming days. There is nothing to be frightened of. Of course, always stay aware of everything around you and be well. Take care of yourselves, please, first and foremost. I think it's a big season for that. And I think everyone has been through enough to know that they have to put that oxygen mask on themselves before they can help others. And so we're going to see a high time for that. Thank you so very much for being with us today. Happy, happy Labor Day. Please stay safe. Drive safely out there. People are everywhere right now. I have noticed the busyness of living again. And just stay well, okay? Jay Barbell, thanks for being our producer. Everyone, please stay tuned for Lori the Love Sherpa coming up next, and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your holiday. Bye, everybody.